Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels has a new partner in its mission to support our homebound neighbors. Her name is Ellie Q, but she's not exactly what you might think she is. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Joining me to explain all of this is Allison Foreman, President and CEO of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels. Ellie Q, who is she?
So Ellie Q is an assistive device, and so she is an artificial intelligence device. She sits on your countertop or in your living room, and it's great that they gave her a name like Ellie, so it'll be easy to remember, just like, you know, somebody's name that starts with an A that we know, who is a device many of us have. But what's different between Ellie Q and other devices is she learns from you, and she's there to support you and to be a companion. So she's there to reduce social isolation. So she tells jokes, health and wellness. If you're not feeling well, she'll ask you, would you like me to call the doctor? Would you like me to connect you with your family?
This is amazing. You know, your tagline at Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels is serving more than a meal since 1974. And this really ups your game, doesn't it, when it comes to serving more than a meal? We all know that services like Meals on Wheels and Ypsilanti really have been more than that meal, which is so vital for those seniors, but it's that companionship that matters the most. And when people drop off the food, they chat for a little while, but eventually they have to go home and that person is alone again. No more. Ellie Q is going to be with that person, making sure that they stay entertained. How did you come up with this? How did it all come together?
So we've had a pretty long-standing partnership with Toyota Research and Development right here in our backyard in the Ann Arbor area. And I was working on a project with them from, you know, one of our former projects, which was Capable, which was doing aging-in-place services with home modification. Well, Toyota has a board. We have a board member who's from Toyota, and they mentioned that Toyota Ventures had invested in Intuition Robotics, new device called Ellie Q, and they asked if it was something we'd be interested in bringing our clients, and we said absolutely. We knew that during the pandemic many seniors became much more isolated. In fact, we went from about 40 or 50% of our clients saying they were socially isolated and felt alone to about 90% and them saying they were depressed. So we saw the device. There's some really great detail about it on their website. In fact, it was just featured on the morning show, like the Today Show, mm-hmm. about a way for us, as we live further and further away from mom and dad and grandma, it's a way for us to connect with our loved or our older adult. And it's in a safe technology way as well. So you're getting access to that, access for them for this reducing social isolation, making sure they're happy, and you yourself as their loved one can actually interact with them through LEQ.
And that website is LEQ.com, ELLIQ.com, ELLIQ.com. So you can actually see what this looks like. She sits on a desktop. By all accounts, she's an assistive robot. And they say that no matter how much or how little experience you have with technology, that LEQ is simple and easy to use. Now, have you already piloted this with your own clients at Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, Allison?
So we are going to be piloting this with between 25 and 40 clients. And our first devices are set to go out to clients next week. So we did some pre-screening because we want to make sure they feel comfortable with it. It's new to have someone who you pop into a room and they say, hello, Lucy Ann, how are you? Lucy Ann, would you like me to tell you a joke?
I may never leave my house if I get an LEQ. That sounds great. So LEQ can initiate and receive video calls and text messages. And that includes to and from your staff, right, Allison?
Correct. So one of the reasons we're bringing it into play is so our social workers can follow up directly when a client has a need or they express a concern of not feeling well or they're feeling very depressed and they need a counseling session, or we can use that to ask other assessment questions. Another piece we were really excited to try to pilot with this is, because her camera is a very high definition camera, if someone's having a medication concern, they can reach out to our social worker or our nurse, have the video call, right in the screen, show the medication, flip it over and show the medication. And then that person can give them a counseling session on, you know, if that's the right med and if they're having certain side effects. And if it's something we can't assist with, then we know the next step is to say, you know what, Lucienne, time to call the doctor. This is maybe a kind of concern of, if you're having such a bad side effect, maybe the headaches are too bad, then you know it's time to call your nurse or your doctor's office.
It really gives you that added extra in order to stay healthy, both body and mind. Talking with Allison Foreman, President and CEO of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, as this partnership now allows them to open a door for seniors to really feel engaged in others and around them in their community because of this assistive device, a proactive companion robot that helps older adults remain active, engaged, and independent. Allison, once you have, you try this out with your 40 or so clients that you're doing this with initially, is there going to be an opportunity for all clients at Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels to be able to have one of these devices?
We really think there potentially is. You know, this could be something that could be funded through your insurance company, you know, especially if this person has a specific health issue or if they have a chronic mental health issue, they may be asking for that.
Wow.
That's, and so that could open that door, but also we're hoping with the data, we can then go to other funders and get additional support.
So this partnership with Toyota then, which is marvelous that they brought this to you initially, what kind of investment did they have in on this? And where do you go from here then in order to make all of this happen?
So I think we can also go to our area agency on aging for funding, the state level, potentially ARPA money could be used for. I know another, I don't think it's a Meals on Wheels program, but it is the area agency on aging for the state of New York is also piloting this program. I think they're piloting it with something like 2,000 to 3,000 seniors in New York.
Wow. And what kind of investment did Toyota Motor North America make on this with you?
So it was about $75,000 to allow us to do this. But bulk of that funding is to go towards paying for the Wi-Fi for the clients and the device. Everything else, the monthly fee, Intuition Robotics and LAQ are covering that. And then the nice part is this, even if going forward, it might be something that the person could pay for on their own. The monthly fee, I believe, is like right around $19.99 to $29.99 a month. Mm-hmm. So for some people, that might be something they could pay on their own. Anyone that we're launching it with, we want them to be able to have it for as long as they need. So we have heard from many people that that's a possibility.
So is LEQ available to the general public right now if someone wanted
Absolutely.
To get one? Really? Oh, this is the
Yes.
first time I've heard of it. And it sounds to me this is the first application locally as far as a nonprofit organization like Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels. Would that be correct?
That's correct. Yep. So we are launching, we are the first ones to launch in our state. And then in upstate New York, they also happen to launch this month as well. So we're the first outside of their pilot. So Intuition Robotics, who makes LAQ, had been piloting this for the last 2 years. They have been piloting it in California, like Berkeley, California area, with some test folks. And so now it's at the launch phase. And so upstate New York's Area Agency on Aging and our Meals on Wheels were selected to be some of the first targeted organizations working directly with older adults to get access to this great tool.
Well, this is really exciting. I'm looking forward to hearing back maybe from some of the people that are going to benefit from this and what they think about it. Are the jokes good? are they really enjoying having that kind of companionship with a robot, with this assistive device? Pretty incredible you're doing this. It's so interesting how Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels in particular has become such a solid force in our community when it comes to these kinds of things. You've thought about the whole person when it comes to the mission that you have, not just the sustenance, the food that you're able to provide, but all these other things that you do. And I'm just curious if other organizations like yours across the country are doing similar kinds of things for their clients, thinking beyond just the food, Allison.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm at my Meals on Wheels America conference right now. Folks are talking about all the great partnerships that they have lined up with organizations for technology to new food offerings to aging in place services. There are programs that have been using like Zoom devices and Zoom access. You know, we try doing Zoom with some of our clients with iPads and things like that. The technology, the learning hurdle was a lot. This is a plug and play. You plug LEQ into the wall, you get the Wi-Fi going, and she's off and running. She can connect to your Facebook. She can help you order Instacart groceries. You know, some clients may have a hard time setting that up. This learning device can help with those kind of things that will make learning technology and having access to technology to be connected with your community and your family. So I think the options are limitless. As much as we're going to be learning and growing from this and the clients are going to be enriched, the provider we're working with, Intuition Robotics, is using what they learn from us to make the device even better for older adults, and it gets to happen right in our local community.
I love this, especially the ease of it. It's LEQ, E-L-L-I-Q, and you can go to ELLIQ.com, LEQ.com, a sidekick for healthier, happier aging. And they're now using it at Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, a marvelous organization in our community that does so much good for those who need it. Allison, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Lucy. And I really appreciate all your coverage for our program and helping older adults. It's much appreciated. And the pandemic's not over, so we have to have these great resources for them.
Absolutely. Allison Foreman, President and CEO of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels. You can visit their website for more information about their services. That's YMOW.org. That's Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, YMOW.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.